remember. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 313, titled simply, Remember, because it is Memorial Day. I am here to remind you, beloved, of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, you may know someone who has died in the service of our country. Almost every city has a monument to remind us that many of the things we enjoy were won by us, pardon me. Almost every city has a monument to remind us that many of the things we enjoy were won for us by someone's painful and bloody death. Of all the sacrifices ever given on our behalf, none has surpassed the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The only Son of God left his heavenly home to be born as a baby. After his brief ministry, he took upon himself our punishment and willingly suffered an agonizing death and separation from his heavenly Father in order that all who believe in him may come into the family of God and reign with him. With his death and resurrection, Jesus ushered in a new world order. God's reign is breaking forth into our world, and nothing can stop him. Each day as we march towards the end of history, God is claiming more and more lost territory. And that is the reason I am sharing this message with you today on Memorial Day. I want to invite you to join me in this awesome event. If you give your life to Jesus Christ and trust him as your Savior and his Father's work, you will never be the same. Every part of your life will change as you begin to see what Jesus is doing to prepare the world for his spectacular return. This is a far greater issue than being religious or belonging to a church or being a good person. This is an invitation to leave your old life behind and follow Jesus. It is so radical, the Bible calls it being born again. Now you have to make a decision to live out your remaining days in pursuit of money and pleasure, or to open your life to the reality of a living Jesus, to accept his sacrifice on the cross for you, and to join him in the march to a new world. Don't put it off. This is too good an opportunity to pass by. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and thou and you shalt be saved. So, dear friend, if you are ready to trust Christ as Savior, tell God. Ask Him to open your eyes to what He is doing. Tell Him that you are ready to accept Jesus' sacrifice for you on the cross, and ask Jesus to lead you into this new life. Pray and ask Him to save your soul. Of all these sacrifices ever given on our behalf, none has surpassed the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. Are you ready to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, to save your soul from an eternal hell to an eternal heaven? Trust Him as your Savior today. For the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Pray and ask Him to save you today. For the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'll be glad to lead you in prayer. Follow me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by stealing, by lusting, by dishonoring my parents, by taking your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit today and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for His sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior and you prayed that prayer with me after listening to what I had to say, please email me at gls@gospellightsociety.com or DW3, my personal email address, at gospellightsociety.com, and let us know. Thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." The tract this podcast is based on is published by Tract League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at trackleague.org.